Broadcasting from London, Ontario, Canada, to the rest of the world, this is Talking Combat with Chris Toplak.
The man behind the microphone has returned. Welcome to Talking Combat with Chris Toplak. I appreciate you tuning in. Feels like it's been a while, and it has. Last Sunday was Canadian Thanksgiving, so there was no program. I celebrated Canadian Thanksgiving by doing what? Going to America. Hey, it's practically my second home in Michigan, right? A lot of fun there. Hung out in the little Bavaria, known as Frankenmuth. You hear me talk about that fairly often. You want to talk Oktoberfest? That's the place to be. Great beer, great food, amazing atmosphere. One of my favorite places in the world. And as you know, I've traveled all across North America. But it's that simple little town in Michigan that keeps me coming back for more. Also, my best friend's getting married next weekend. So unfortunately, hate to throw this out there, next Sunday there will not be a program. I'm the best man after all. And with due respect to him, staying over at the hotel, having a big reception, lots of people going to be there. I don't know what kind of state I'm going to be in next Sunday anyway for the show. So I'm already thinking probably not the best idea. But that's okay. We're going to get back on track mostly in November and the rest of the year. There's some big events set to take place. So I know that we've been doing a show here, then we're off, then a show here. But for the most part, it's been pretty steady. In fact, the show previous to this one was the most listened to episode that we've had in quite some time. So I appreciate the support. I notice my voice is a little bit funny. Woke up to snow on the ground this morning. Mother Nature has alternative plans this season. Halloween? No. I'm going to make it look and feel like Christmas. How about that? So I think sickness is going around. Everybody's shocked and amazed. But at the same time, we've grown to expect this in Canada. Where nothing's for sure, right? Hopefully all is well with you. The pumpkin ales are flowing. The coffee's brewing. No complaints from me. On the agenda today, the Nick Diaz petition. St. Pierre contemplating an octagon return. TJ's departure from Team Alpha Male. Talk about those details. Ronda Rousey's TMZ week. And a main event prediction for UFC Dublin. Let's get to the weekly recap.
The highs, the lows, and everything in between. This is your weekly recap.
Fair warning, I'm about to use the dreaded C word. Christmas is quickly approaching at a rapid rate. And if you're looking for gift ideas for a loved one, friends, a family member, well, hopefully they'd be a loved one, stop by missionbelt.com today and check out their full collection. Caters to sports fans, those who enjoy fashion, those who enjoy just good quality belts. That's the most important part. Stop by today, missionbelt.com. They've been featured on Good Morning America, Sports Illustrated, GQ, ESPN, Shark Tank, and Golf Digest. Can't go wrong there. Missionbelt.com for more details. It was a busy week, so let's jump right into it. The co-main event this Saturday has been scrapped. Very unfortunate. I was digging it. Stipe Miocic injured out of UFC Fight Night 76 with Ben Rothwell. As a result of this, Rothwell was also pulled from the card. I was hoping we would get a last-minute replacement, but really there's not a lot of available options. More UFC roster cuts. The UFC has already released several fighters during the month of October, and according to a report from Bloody Elbow, there could potentially be dozens more. Among those who received their pink slips, Tough 19 winner Corey Anderson. He lost three in a row, basically spells out a departure from the UFC. Marcus Brimage, who I was quite a fan of for a while, he received his pink slip. And London, Ontario's own Chris Clements, unfortunately, cut from the UFC. He did receive, he did write, a nice tweet saying, "It was always my goal to compete in the UFC. I did that. Mission accomplished." So very classy from an always classy guy, Chris Clements. Maybe he'll be back one day. You never know. Nick Diaz update. For all those who signed the petition, Your voice was heard. Nick Diaz's White House petition has passed the necessary 100,000 signatures for review. Will this actually be done? Let's hope so. The fans have spoken. And actually, Nick Diaz found a very unlikely ally throughout this entire process. He found an unlikely ally in Georges St. Pierre, of all people, the former welterweight champion, recently blasted the Nevada State Athletic Commission for what he considered a very unfair suspension. He further went on to show his support towards Nick, saying this: Nick is a very charismatic guy. A lot of people talk about him, but he isn't someone I hate. I hold no ill will towards him. Several things were said before our fight, but it was purely from a sporting perspective. I didn't take any of it personally. We need guys like him in the sport, and I hope he will return soon. If I can help in any way or another, without getting in trouble, it will make me happy to do so. This is someone that I like, and I wish him the best of luck. Now, Nick Diaz quite often goes on the Georges St. Pierre tangents. How can he after this? Arguably one of the biggest names in the sport completely backed him. Really neat to see. Again, what this proves is that St. Pierre is arguably the classiest person to ever step foot inside the octagon. Speaking of George, he also updated us on the possibility of a return to fighting. This is something I've spoken out against many times in the past. I don't want to see it, but at the same time, it's whatever makes him happy. I'm starting to get the feeling more and more to come back. I watch the fights. I see what's going on in my division, and I'm staying in shape. It's like a knife that I have to keep sharp just in case I ever have to jump back in the mix. It's not for sure that it won't happen in 2015, but I'm not sure yet. Interesting. Could he finally return to the octagon? That's the problem, is that when you leave on top, you still have that itch, right? You have that itch to compete. He is a true competitor. And needless to say, there are many that claim he's not a true fighter because he wasn't finishing fights, but he is a true mixed martial artist. Anybody in those shoes never truly loses that competitive itch. Could TJ Dillashaw be facing a former teammate? Now, he left Team Alpha Male. Apparently, it was for the better, at least he felt. Wanted more time to focus on himself. Was it a selfish move? Absolutely. He's champion. He deserves to make moves such as this. Team Alpha Male has responded accordingly by saying, basically, he's not allowed to ever train here. He's not allowed to even ever step foot in the building. So since leaving Team Alpha Male, TJ Dillashaw has come under fire by the team for leaving. He's now considered a quote-unquote traitor. In fact, Dillashaw revealed on the MMA Hour with Ariel Helwani that he's been banned from Team Alpha Male, isn't allowed to show his face there anymore. Now, also worth noting, Dillashaw said he, quote, most likely is down to fight Uriah Faber now. And Dillashaw is absolutely confident he would emerge victorious as well. I would love to see that fight. I'd love to see it when they were actual teammates too. Doesn't need to be a grudge match. It's just proving who's the better fighter. It could be friends. It could be family members. They should still be competing against each other. This feels a lot like TMZ, so bear with me. Travis Brown revealed on the MMA Hour, again, it's the place where they're breaking news. I wish they'd break it here on Talking Combat, that he is romantically involved with Ronda Rousey. Speculation is true. Ronda released a statement regarding the announcement. I don't talk about my personal life much. That's why it's called personal life, Ronda Rousey told ESPN. It's true that Travis and I are in a relationship. I really enjoy the time we've spent together and getting to know one another. That's all I'm going to say about it. Furthermore, jumping into the TMZ moment of the show, Ronda's mom revealed why she dislikes her daughter's coach, Edmund. She really stuck it to him, too. There were some statements like, if it weren't illegal, I'd hit him with my car. And I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? You're saying this about your daughter's coach before a fight. But here's the main point. Because he is extremely disrespectful to women, if you read in Ronda's book, You know, when she walked into his gym, she had a junior world gold medalist. Olympic medalist, world medalist in judo, and he didn't give her the time of day. And he's had that exact same pattern with many women in the gym, and I've seen it with my own eyes, where they train there and it's basically a waste of their time. And they're talked in a way that just makes my jaw drop. Now, I asked this question, true or not? Why bring this up publicly prior to Ronda's fight at UFC 193? What a distraction that must be. That's from your mom. I'm putting it out there. If I had a family member that did something similar to this, true or not, I would say, please, for the love of God, don't speak out publicly about this when I have a fight coming up. Last thing I need are more distractions, more media attention in the wrong way. So not sure why. Let me know your thoughts on that too, by the way. Was it a fair move for Ronda's mother to speak out about this, or is she in the wrong? Let me know all over social media.
Agree or disagree?
Thank God for coffee for keeping me awake. Despite just one octagon appearance, Sage Northcutt has the MMA community buzzing. He looks like a Backstreet Boy, fights like a veteran. St. Pierre's coach Faraz Azabi recently told Fox Sports that not only Sage has trained with the TriStar gang, but also he will make an immediate impact in the UFC. Of course, he debuted, he won his fight in 57 seconds, but Faraz actually compared him as well to George St. Pierre. So my question to you, do you agree or disagree that Sage will have an immediate impact in the UFC beyond his first victory? Let me know all over social media. Want to know your thoughts. Yes, he's merely 19 years old, still untested, but glance into that crystal ball for a second. Make a prediction. Is he going to be the next big thing? UFC needs to start building stars early. They've done so with him. And Sage has been training since he was literally a baby. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. The new generation of UFC stars will be competitors who started training not only just at a young age, but they did not limit themselves to one discipline, their well-rounded area. Sound like somebody? George St. Pierre, Frank Shamrock, so many others before. That's the blueprint that works. So let me know, will he make an immediate impact or will he fizzle out?
Predictions you can take to the bank.
UFC Fight Night Poirier versus Duffy takes place this coming Saturday, October the 24th, from the 3 Arena in Dublin, Ireland. I'm not sure who would have named that. And while this is an incredibly lackluster card, it has two things going for it. A, the Irish fans, which are incredibly entertaining and passionate. And B, it airs exclusively on UFC Fight Pass. And the majority of those cards tend to over-deliver. We write them off, and then all of a sudden, there's like 10 finishes, and we're going, wow, why did I write it off in the first place? So I'm only going to make a main event prediction. I was going to make a co-main event prediction, but we lost Stipe Miocic versus Ben Rothwell. Again, not the greatest card, but I'm loving this main event. So for years, I personally believed Dustin Poirier was one of the most underappreciated fighters in the sport of MMA. I still do. But he has opened a lot of eyes since moving up to lightweight. Two KO victories have earned him performance of the night bonuses. He appears to be more aggressive and more powerful than ever before. And he's certainly a whole new fighter with new weapons at his disposal at 155. Now, Joseph Duffy's claim to fame has been submitting Conor McGregor back in 2010. How do I know this? Because many who don't even really know his backstory know that fact. That being said, I truly dislike the fact that he basically gets constantly brought up just because of that. Because that particular bout took place nearly 5 years ago, and Joseph should not be defined by a victory over a now superstar and champion. What he should be known for, in my humble opinion, are the two impressive victories he had inside the octagon. His debut was perhaps one of the smoothest I have witnessed in years. I kid you not. I remember watching that thinking, wow, if he had octagon jitters, he did not show them. He's definitely a legit competitor. Now, both fighters share many similarities, but of course, the noticeable gap is experience. Poirier is battle ready, and he's squared off against many top-ranked opponents in the UFC. Now, Duffy is still a fairly unproven commodity. So, With that being said, I'm going to stick with Dustin Poirier via unanimous decision, but an upset courtesy of Joseph Duffy probably wouldn't surprise me either. Still a very entertaining bout. Hopefully you can catch it. I'm going to miss the card. I've got a wedding to attend. It'd be rude to sit there on the dance floor, having some drinks with the guys, checking my phone constantly at the results. I'll catch them the next day, and I'll be back the following Sunday, which I believe, if memory serves me correct, will be November the 1st. A whole new month. Jeez. I have 3 Halloween events I'm attending in the span of 48 hours. I may as well not even leave my costume at that point. And if you would be so kind, keep supporting the program. Keep telling those to tune in. Referrals are always great, too, to say, have you heard this show? Because I'm seeing the views continue to grow. More listeners every week. And I'm so grateful for that. And until Sunday, November the 1st, happy trails to you until we meet again.
This concludes another edition of Talking Combat with Chris Toplak. Follow him on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or at ChrisToplak.com. And visit MMASucka.com for a new show every Sunday.